Five families were homeless during a point-in-time homeless count conducted in Juneau January 28th. Chair of Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness, Scott Chambor, explains what the number means.
Every year, one night, you know, who's homeless in your community on that night? So it's not necessarily saying that it's the only set of homeless families that Juneau has seen or service agencies have dealt with and housed during the year. It's just on that night, you know, that was the number, and it seems to be much higher than it was in years past.
Three sets of surveys are entered into Juneau's point-in-time count. Who was present at the last Project Homeless Connect event, figures from a database for emergency and transitional shelters, and a homeless count done through the school district. Point-in-time surveys were done throughout the state in late January, and a recent Alaska Housing Finance Corporation report highlights outlying numbers. The complete point-in-time homeless count report has not yet been released. A study done last year by the Department of Labor and Workforce Development says Juneau is the most expensive place in the state to live. Shortage of affordable housing has long been a problem.
It's a really, really tough housing market with, you know, not a whole lot of building activity going on. So until we can substantially, you know, add more units to the community, we're still going to be having these issues of folks left without adequate housing in town.
Glory Hole Executive Director Maria Lovishuk is not surprised Juneau ranks high on the list for homeless families.
We also have this phenomenon now, more so than previous years, of people moving in from surrounding smaller communities into Juneau, seeking better economic opportunities and just not finding anything.
For homeless families needing immediate shelter, there are options, thanks to a coalition of social service providers.
Everybody has great relationships. Most people, you know, have each other's cell phones. And so, you know, if we do get a family here, you know, regardless of what time of the night or day, we call our partners right away. And then through this kind of coordinated system, we're able to place people in the best possible place for them.
The partnership includes St. Vincent de Paul, AWARE, Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority, and Glory Hole. All either operate transitional shelter or help pay for emergency housing. Lovishuk calls Glory Hole's unit for families inadequate for longer stays, but says a father and son did live there for 5 months. St. Vincent de Paul and Glory Hole also share a housing specialist that helps homeless families transition to more permanent options. Affordable housing is a priority of the current CBJ Assembly. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.